seems to be recognition now within the council itself that Donegal is starting to lag behind, not just the whole of Ireland, but actually against the rest of the west, northwest area, the western seaboard, and that is quite concerning. Now, within Donegal, I find the particular problems here in East Donegal, within the Lifferson area, MD, not only are we lagging behind, having proper fibre connecting to the house, every other road's covered, but not necessarily the busiest road. You can have roads with maybe one or two houses and that have been connected in fibre, but then you could have roads that have multiple large farms or multiple businesses, whatever, and they have no connectivity, and there's no, seems to be no logic or explanation as to why one road was maybe connected and another wasn't, you know, and this was under the previous scheme. Now there's no priority to be given, particularly between, say, Balfrey, Lifford, around that area, and around the Kerrygarden, Castlefinlay area. Not only is the broadband very, very poor, but actually the 3 and 4G is a disaster. Just a lot of the phone calls are breaking down. People continue complaining. They can't get broadband on any medium, whether it's through the fibre or the national broadband or through the scheme that AIR had out and that the other providers, you know, whether it's Vodafone or anybody else. So, like, it's very disheartening at a time we're trying to encourage people to work from home or work out through their small towns and villages. Yes, the Balfrey and Stranorthers and the Letterkennys have excellent services and they have a multiple of choices and they're attracting new businesses. But it's important too that people actually want to work from home, can, or students can study from home.